Blackout Punch, an entrepreneur's journey from chaos to clarity. Written and narrated by Chris Hunter. For Melanie, thank you for choosing me. I'm amazed by the life we've created together and beyond grateful for your unwavering confidence in and support of me. For Brooks, Maddox, and Ashton, my world was not complete until you arrived in it. You are my most challenging project, wisest teachers, and greatest joy. For my parents and family, I am who I am because of you. My story is our story. I am forever grateful for you and for the unwavering love that you have for me through it all. Chapter 1. Satan's Piss. It's been one of the longest weeks of my life. On Friday, November 19th, 2010, I turned 32. Instead of planning a big celebration with friends as I had done in previous years, where alcohol and party favors made the night last way too long, my wife Melanie and I decided to celebrate quietly. We've been together for 10 years and married for 3. Given how busy I've been with the success of my company's product Four Loko, we haven't really had many opportunities to connect lately. Instead of hosting a big party, the day after my birthday, Melanie and I have dinner at Piccolo Sogno and watch the latest Harry Potter at Chicago's AMC River East. When we get home, I have a gnawing feeling that something big is about to happen. We almost never watch TV, but I turn on Saturday Night Live with a wild thought. Maybe, just maybe, we're going to be mentioned on the show. Four Loko is simply that pervasive in American culture at the moment. Every day leading up to my birthday has been one negative news story after another as cities, states, and universities ban Four Loko from sale. I can sense that it's New York's turn to throw us under the bus. We've already been reamed on Lopez Tonight, Chelsea Lately, and what feels like every late-night talk show and news channel in the country. Our company, Fusion Projects, is under enormous pressure from state and federal authorities who believe the product endangers the well-being of college students and anyone else who drinks it. Our incredibly popular 12% alcohol drink includes caffeine, taurine, and guarana, all stimulants, and it's currently creating a global media frenzy. Critics associated with binge drinking. Someone starts a Four Loko chug challenge. Can you chug 4 of these drinks? Brooklyn Assemblyman Felix Ortiz tries to guzzle as much as he can in an hour to make the point that Four Loko should be taken off the shelves. 2.5 cans in, he's obviously intoxicated. The camera crew stops filming when Ortiz begins vomiting. The hip-hop artists Guap Gang have over 2 million views from their single, Four Loko, on YouTube, and we hadn't paid them a cent. People are holding candlelight vigils. Eddie Wong, the author of Fresh Off the Boat and the New York chef who opened Bauhaus, promoted an all-you-can-drink event featuring Four Loko at his restaurant Zhao Yi, which gets raided. Despite, or because of, our notoriety, Four Loko is selling out. In Los Angeles, 7-Eleven stores put up signs that say, "We don't have any more Four Loko." Earlier in the fall, several Washington State college kids had been hospitalized after a party, and the media declared that the new drug, Four Loko, was to blame. That's when my two co-founders, Jeff Wright and Jason Freeman, and I received a letter signed by 18 state attorneys general urging us to remove stimulants from Four Loko. We won't do it. The drink had been approved by the U.S. Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau, TTB, and state authorities in every state where it is sold. I grew up in Youngstown, Ohio, a place that felt like a real-life version of The Godfather meets The Wire. I don't budge because of threats. We have a cult following. Why should we change? Even though we have cojones, we can feel them being squeezed. The pressure is increasing. But we know that if our company does yield and pull Four Loko from the market, another company will simply come along with a new product to take over our spot. Melanie sits beside me on the couch. Seth Meyers is anchoring Weekend Update. He begins talking about caffeine, describing a New York City coffee shop offering a quadruple espresso. Here we go, I think. It's almost like I can see it coming, though I don't know what it is. Seth Meyers. In a related story, demand for the caffeinated alcoholic drink Four Loko surges this week in New York after it's announced that the beverage will no longer be available here. Here to comment is one of Four Loko's creators, Chris Hunter. Holy shit, I think. Seth Meyers.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?